Pháp thoại mà các bạn đang nghe được phát từ phatam.com, website hàng đầu về truyền thông đa phương tiện Phật giáo.
you have the song book, please turn to song number 6. Song number 6. And when I rise. On three. 1, 2, 3. And when I rise, let me rise like a bird joyfully. And when I fall, let me fall like a leaf gracefully without regret. And when I rise, let me rise like a bird joyfully. And when I fall, let me fall like a leaf gracefully without regret. And when I stand, let me stand like a tree rootedly. And when I walk, let me walk like a lion regally. And when I bow, let me bow like a willow respectfully. And when I sit, let me sit like a Buddha mindfully pulverating. And when I wake, let me wake like sunrise radiantly. And when I rest, let me sunset contentedly without worries. And when I smile, let me smile like a flower fragrantly. And when I cry, let me cry like a rain with all my heart. And when I sleep, let me sleep like a baby peacefully. And when I dream, let me dream like a cloud vividly at my true home. And when I see, let me see with my eyes openly. And when I hear, let me hear with my ear heedfully. And when I smell, let me smell with my smell receptively. And when I taste, let me taste with my tongue savorily. And when I feel, let me feel with my heart knowingly with appreciation. And when I move, let me move like a breeze buoyantly. And when I'm quiet, let me be quiet like a pond reflectively with all my senses. And when I work, let me work like the sun earnestly. And when I play, let me play consciously with four spirit, and when I speak, let me speak from my heart consciously, and when I take action, let me take action with wisdom responsibly and loving kindness. What's a beautiful song. My dear brothers and sisters, today we are having a mindfulness day together on June the 8th, 2013. I hope you enjoy your quiet day so far, and I have Brother Michael help me to give the guidance for the Sangha during the total relaxation session. And did you enjoy the music? And did you rest? Did you rest? If you want to rest like that, come once a month to recharge. But you also can learn and apply this kind of resting at home. Let's suppose when you look on the river, when you stand on the edge, and you look someone using a pebble, throw the pebble into the river, the water. And the pebble will slowly fall down. And when the pebble touch to the bed, the bottom of the river, and what happened to the pebble, it will stay there and let the water flow over. And someday when we look at that and we can reflect to ourselves, and someday we need to let ourselves rest like a pebble. Can you imagine the picture, the pebble falling into the river and then slowly stay firmly on bed and rest without any effort. When the pebble fall down into the river, the pebble never have any idea. Try to reach something to hold me back. Try to do anything to move me up back to the edge. But the pebble will accept and allow and, you know, beautifully fall down and rest. When I come down, when I come out here during the meditation session, and I saw you lie down and you rest like a pebble. At that moment, you let your breath. You do not need to do any effort. Let me try to lie down. Let me try to hold this. You lose all your tensions, and then what happened? You let your breath breathe in and out. And you let the music come to your mind, to your ear, and then let it go. And I look at Michael, and I saw Michael sitting there. He also rest like a pebble. He let the music, you know, go through him. And he sit there, and he enjoy the time together with the Sangha. Someday, we need to sit and to rest like that. I should say we need to do that every day at bedtime. When we awake, we have tons of things to do, to worry for. But when we come to bed, and we already name that time is bedtime, sleeping time, resting time. There are many words we use just for the purpose of lie down and stop working, stop thinking, nothing else, only rest. And we need to practice in such a way that the word is to be possible, the true meaning of the word. Sometimes we are resting, but we only rest the body, but we don't rest the mind. And you know, when the mind is not resting, it affects the body. Look like you are lying down there and on the bed and look like you rest, but actually your body start to move because there are so many things, so many anxiety and sorrows, you know, floating in and out and affect our resting hours. Some nights we went to bed very early. Maybe 9 o'clock we already in bed. But the next day we wake up 9 o'clock, we still tired. Because we have 12 hours to lie down there, but maybe few hours to sleep and totally rest. And most of the other hours we were worried. We were lie down there and hold a lot of anxiety in us. So what is the word meaning resting? Just allow yourself to rest like a pebble. You do not need to make any effort. Like when you sit down on the cushion, you start to meditate. And what do? You don't have to make any effort to breathe. Let your breath normally breathe in and out. And all you need to do in that moment is follow, enjoy. You do not need to make any effort to breathe. Like right now, you're listening to me, but you are breathing. You do not need to do, let me breathe in and let me breathe out and let me try to listen. When the sound comes, you listen. When things come, you face and you deal and you let things go like that. When you walk out to the garden and you heard the birds sing, you heard beautiful voices, sounds, and the wind blows and the leaves and sunrise and sunset, and you enjoy them. You don't have to make any effort to enjoy. All you need to do is be there. Be there to enjoy. So we invest ourselves 100% in the present moment, because the past already passed. The future not yet come. The present moment is the wonderful moment. And if we are unable to touch, we are unable to touch the present moment, we are unable to touch the reality of life. The reality of life is present moment, not yesterday, not tomorrow. And I have mentioned to the Sangha this morning, lately, I contemplate and meditate a lot on the sentence, the death and tomorrow. Which one comes first? We don't know. There is no guarantee. Death comes first or tomorrow comes first. And how long is our life? Only one breath. Do not misunderstanding. We can live up to 20 years, 30 years, 70 years, 100 years. Only one breath. So it's that short. And how come, and why we did not see that? Because we did not see that. We did not experience that. We did not meditate on that. We did not have enough mindfulness on that. That's why tons of anxieties, tons of jealousy, tons of selfish cultivating and creating and, you know, a lot in ourselves. Maybe we come together as a community. On the surface, look like we are brothers and sisters. But actually, inside, each of us We don't accept each other as brother or sister. I hate him. I don't like her. So many negative words in us when we come to each other. When we meet this lady, we have a word, I don't like her. When we come to this man, I hate him. So the word hate, don't like, dislike, disagree. So many negative words. We nourish that every day. So what is the mindful living? That is the energy of living. Mindfulness is the energy of living. Mindfulness is the energy to touch the reality of life. And we already have that capacity in us. Just because we did not spend enough time to cultivate, to make that capacity, to make that energy become strong in us. But instead, we cultivate, we create a lot of negative energy in us. So you know, to me, the five contemplations, every meal that we read, and I feel that five contemplation is like a big Dhamma talk. Big Dhamma talk, a deep Dhamma talk. And every single time when I read that five contemplations that I read this afternoon, this lunch hour for the Sangha to reflect, I have learned something new in there. I have read that, you know, almost my practice life every day. And to tell you the truth, every time when I read to that five contemplation, I realize something, some new idea in there. I realize a lot of practice in there. This food is the gift of the whole universe, the earth, the sky, and much loving hard work. Just one contemplation, and every single word there is something like a topic for us to discuss. We are unable to do anything without love. People cannot receive anything from us if we do something for others without love. You can see when you line up to get the lunch, do you see full of love on that table? And that's why this afternoon when I mentioned about the senior's health, and I cannot control my emotion, because I see every day they're losing their health. And just because for our health. Sometimes a mother sacrifices her health just to help for their children's health. And sometimes we see that a patient in the hospital receiving the medication, receiving the love from the doctor, from the nurse, but the nurse or the doctor sacrifice something. When you transplant the heart or the kidney, and if anyone who received that kind of transplant, and they live, they are alive, and they should know that their life is by someone else's life. Just one contemplation. It's become the whole topic. It's the whole practice. This food is the gift of the whole universe, the earth, the sky, and much loving hard work. Every weekend when you come to the temple and you see the fruits, the flowers, and you may say, wow, beautiful flowers. But you never know. By the time we are sitting here, there is a lady who needs to spend a lot of time, a lot of energy to arrange the flower. And every week she has to pick all the old flower and put into the garbage can, and there people bring the bag to the garbage bin. Even the clean temple, So to me, every single place where I go, every single thing when I have or I see, I feel full of love, full of gratitude in there. The sandal incense we burn every day to offer to the Buddha, but beside that we also enjoy the fragrance. Who knows? That type of incense have sent from Vietnam by a lady who have to sell submarine in the market every day to save some money and buy that box of incense and send to us one every few months. So behind what we have, lot of sacrifice. And if we don't see that, we never deeply appreciate and live a day of full meaningful. We just let the day pass by meaninglessly. We take the food in order to nourish the body. And then the next question is, what for? What is the purpose of a healthy body? Just like that, let it go like that. Or we need to use this body in some meaningful way. We don't have to sit on the cushion for hours for meditation, but we need to meditate here every single thing we deal with. Meditation is not only on the cushion, but every single thing we do, we see, we touch, we need meditation. We need to reflect and find out the beautiful things from there. I remember when we need a bell, and I went to Vancouver and looking for a bell. And when I saw this bell, I liked the sound, but it's too expensive, so I walked away. When I go to the parking lot, and there was a lady who asked me, "Thai, your purpose is to be here to find a bell, so why don't you buy one?" I said, "I like it, but it's too expensive. I cannot afford." She didn't say anything. The next morning, she bring this bell to me. I said, "What happened?" She said, "I know you like it, but you're so cheap. You didn't buy it." So I call some of my sisters. We together offer this bell to the temple. So you know, every time when I hold a stick to invite the bell, I see all the sisters from Vancouver. Not only in that day, but every single time when I lift up this and I put it right here, I close my eyes and I contemplate about them. I know a lot of hard work that they have done to raise some money and to donate this bell. It's cost more than 2,000. So why, you know, every single time when I use something in the temple, I do not dare to waste. Why? Because I see, I experience how much work, how much hard work they have put into each of single thing, even small. You know, the notebook like this you have downstairs is done by two ladies who work at the Photoshop, the printing shop. Every time when they have extra, they use their time to cut the odd corner, so to make the paper even, and they bring to temple. Sometimes a little box, but I can see they have to spend time, sit there and collect, you know. the paper that threw out from by the company, and instead of shredding them, instead of recycle, she used the knife to cut them, and so we can have the note. We don't need to buy. When I was a novice, do you know how I learned sutra? Downstairs we have the calendar. Each day we take one out. And every morning before I go to school, I take that out yesterday, and I flip over and I write something on the back and I put it in my pocket, and I study on the way to school. Instead of take it out and throw in the garbage, but I use the other side of the calendar. We need to send CD and DVD to people on the world when they call or email to us and they say, we request for Thai's CD and DVD. I have my working calendar, big on the wall. After we finish a month, I take that off, I fold it and I keep it so we can grab CDs and DVD to send. Instead of my wrapping paper. So the technology like Wi-Fi, internet, they're very convenient. But we need to learn how to use them in order to less suffer. If not, we are very suffer. The convenient, the modern life, you know, the modern life will offer us something for us to live in the convenient way. But how do we deal with modern life and technology? Every Sunday evening, I like to walk around the temple, because you know, after the Sunday night and everything clean, the temple main hall clean, the altar clean, the kitchen clean, the dining hall clean, and you know, I feel lot of resting, lot of new things in me. And I always mention this to the novices. You see, if we have no clean, very messy. After we clean, everything looks nice and neat. Our life is like that. If we have no organized, it's a messy life. But if we, each of us, we put the hand in to help each other to organize, then, you know, we are supporting each other to have a beautiful life. Life is full of negatives and full of positives. And instead of focusing to the negatives, why don't we help each other cultivate and make the positive available and more beautiful, more blooming in our daily life? And you know what is that? That is called hope or wish. We believe the good will be there. Of course, we don't just wish and that's it. But we try to do something to make our wish come true, our hope come true. Let's say, I wish my son, my daughter or my family to be happy. That's a kind of hope. But we need to reflect how did we invest for our family? Or we just wish and then we walk away and we don't care. So we have the right to wish or hope. And to me, when we wish for something, if that's a good intent, there's a beautiful destination. So we will walk there. There were the family, the mother and the two daughters taking the refuge. And I give them the Dharma name, the beautiful garden of cherry blossoms, the beautiful way, the beautiful direction, and the beautiful arrival. And I say, if you want to arrive to the beautiful garden and you have no destination, no direction, how can you go? So you three need to be together. Your mother is a beautiful garden of cherry blossom. And the elder sister is the beautiful direction. And the other sister is the beautiful arrival. When you have the direction, you will arrive. And there, you are free to enjoy the cherry blossom in the garden. So what is the dam? What is the purpose of taking refuge and having a Dhamma name? Dhamma name contains the practice, the wish, the hope of the teacher to offer to you. Like Brother Marco, he take refuge and I name him Chân Nguyên. Chân mean the true, Nguyên mean the source. If you go back to the source, you can see the truth. In other words, if you go to the truth, you can see the source. Grace name Chân Liên, Liên mean the lotus. Your lotus is not only a fake one. Death and live like according to the weather. But if you already have a lotus root in you, and no matter it's cold or hot, it's summer or autumn, you're still blooming beautifully because in your heart you already have that kind of lotus. Last Wednesday I have a lecture for high school, Catholic high school. And we talk about the triple gems, and I explain to them what is Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. I said, you know, in Buddhism we have the term called Buddha. Buddha means the one who wishes to live in mindfulness, who want to live in awakened way. If you want to be mindful, you want to be awakened, you want to live in a fully happy life, you are the Buddha. But you want to live in that way, you need to have the way. So that's called Dhamma. Dhamma is the way. You want to be the Buddha, you have to have the way, the path. This path will help you to become the Buddha. The path of loving kindness, the path of understanding. And since you are the Buddha, you live peacefully and happily with all living beings, and you are the Sangha. So Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha within you. Soon you take refuge. I take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge in the Dhamma. I take refuge in the Sangha. In that moment, you are receiving the pure, the jade, Buddha jade, Dhamma jade, Sangha jade, within your heart, within your mind. The song we just sang, and when I rise, let me rise like a bird. When the bird fly up, no effort, just fly, because the bird have two wings. Someday when you drive on the road and you see the bird is right under your wheel, your car, look like you almost kill the bird, but you know, automatically the bird fly up. We are like that. Because we have the capacity of mindfulness already, then there is no expectation whether I am here or I am there. Anywhere I still can rest. Anywhere I still can make peace and happy with many others. Because in me, I have the energy of love. I don't need to select a good one to deal, but I can deal with all types of people. Because in me, full of love, full of compassionate, full of understanding. Me here, I don't mean myself. But this is what we need to talk to ourselves. I am the mother. In me, I have the capacity of the mother. I have the energy of the mother. I can do anything for my son. I can do anything for my daughter. Even though they are married, but when they need me, I am there for them. And I believe this is very true to all of many of you here, because you are the parents. Every single time when I sing some song related to mother, it gives me a lot of emotional, because I can see the love of the mother when they do something for us. Like Brother Michael, he ordained, or Brother Johnson, who ordained as a monastic soon. But I can see their parents' love on every single t-shirt, candy when they send to them. They know temple have candies, but you know why they still send? Because that candy contains mother's love. That candy is contained that to let them know that we do think about you. We do know, we do appreciate you. Sometimes I know people have already have that, but I still give. You know why? Even very small. But that is something come from my heart to that person. And you also do the same. So therefore, if we can see that, why we here, how long we stay, and if we can see that automatically in us, peace, joy, happiness, supporting, loving kindness, concern for each other instead of selfish, jealous. We are here not for that. And how long we live, we cannot tell. But we sure one day we will come to the final destination, to the last day. So I used to remind, if we have our name, our phone number on someone's phone book, that's normal. But we have our name in someone's heart. That is more important. We live in such a way that we're always in someone's heart. Not on the phone book. They can Google, they can search. So the mindfulness is the energy to recover everything. I love to contemplate, to read the five contemplations that much. We accept this food in order to nourish the brotherhood, the sisterhood, and the ideal of serving living beings. We nourish this body to gain health, not just to fight, to argue, to gossiping. But we do something else. Either to match with the food we take. We take 3 meals a day, and every meal we like to have good food. We never want to have, bad food. I want to have good food, even breakfast or lunch or supper. We put a lot of effort to select the good food, just to taste, to enjoy. Then why can't we do something good? For the whole day, we're looking for good food. Anything that may make this body feel comfortable, we do it. But we never learn and try to do something to make ourselves comfortable and make others feel comfortable. When we sit on the cushion, we want to find some cushion that's comfortable. That's why we find a higher one, a soft one, the one would have the, somewhere so we can lean the back. Every single thing we do, even a glass of water. Oh, I feel so hot, I need some cold water. Oh, I feel cold, I need some hot water. Even a drink, we still find something to drink that to, feel comfortable for the body. When we choose a candy, the candies are sweet, but we want to find the flavor that we like. Just to please ourselves, our fresh smell, our taste. But we never do to sit down and reflect, what can I do to make people feel comfortable with the way I act, the way I behave, the way I talk. The husband will do something to make him feel comfortable. But he never know that the way he behave, the way he talk, will make his wife uncomfortable. And if we just let the day like that, selfish, we just know us, but we don't know others. And if the family is not at peace, then how can we pray for the world peace? Because the world includes our family there. The world includes us there. We are part of the living beings. But we did not treat the living being next to us well. But when we come to the chanting, we pray so sincere. I pray for the world peace. I pray for this person to get well. I pray for this person to reborn in the better places. But every single day, people surround us. We just want to sing them down. If we learn that someone is better than us, then we will learn to try to do, he is not that better. He is not that best. I am the best. And if we heard someone praising that person, we also don't like. We just live according to that tiny mind in us. Then how can we walk on the great path of the Bodhisattva? Dao, Tao. I'm in the path. And this path is so wide and so beautiful. Not that. We have the right to make the wish to walk on. But the reality, how can we make this path to be possible? Love is not only by words. beautiful poems, beautiful words, can write on piece of paper, can carve on the monument, but piece of paper and monuments unable to feel your words. Only the heart can feel the words. Then why don't we express that? So when we come to hopeless, when we come to the hopeless, we committed to suicide. Because we wish to find another way of life. We don't see. But that is not the way to solve. In Buddhism, we have the Buddha named Maitreya. Maitreya means the compassionate one. And he is the future Buddha, the Buddha to be born. And what does that mean? Don't worry, even though you live in the world of Mara, the world of ghosts, but there is the Buddha to be born in the future. Positive wish. And when you have the positive wish, you will try. You will try. It's like you helping a patient to walk. Let's try one more step. Let's try one more step. You almost arrive. Marathon. Slowly, slowly, but you are there. You know, the turtle always arrive before the rabbit. Because the rabbit underestimates the others, the turtle. But the turtle cannot walk fast. So the turtle, what did the turtle do? I don't need to make any effort. This is my capacity and I will walk. I am the turtle, I will walk like a turtle. But the turtle always come first. Because the rabbit think he has enough energy to run fast. So he wastes his time. He wastes his energy. The turtle walk peacefully, the same as the pebble resting in the river. So when you do walking meditation, you walk like that. You walk peacefully, gently, naturally, because I don't need to rush. Do you remember the song, Happiness is Here and Now? Nowhere to go, nothing to do. The pain is already in us. The happiness is also in us. But we know when we touch to the pain, it's more pain, it's more painful. So I don't dare to make that pain to be arise. I'm smart enough, I'm mindful enough, I will make the seed of happiness in me arise instead of the painful. But you know, we also learn no mud, no lotus. This is, you know, a koan. Koan means a short sentence, but we need to meditate a lot. No mud, no lotus. No suffering, no happiness. There is a Vietnamese musician, and I like some of his sentence in his song. If there is no raining day, we never know and learn how to appreciate a sunny day. If any day that you crawling yourself like a painful worm, and you will realize and you will understand what is called love. So one day that the master sit with the student, and the student said, the master said, "Can you please give this candy to that young boy?" "Master, I don't like him. I hate him. I don't want to give him candy." The master said, "Wow, that's good. You still have hate. That means one day you have hate. That means you are not a cold blood. You have emotional of hate, but I will help you to transform your hate into love." Practicing is not turning ourselves into a rock, a tree, to anyone. But we have to make this heart more compassion, more compassionate, and more feelings. Do you remember the story I told you about a young monk and a beautiful lady? When the beautiful lady hugged him and said, "Young monk, how do you feel now?" He said, "I am the practitioner, and you know, I'm very solid in me now. So you do not dare try to shake my heart, to melt my heart. To us, he is a super practice." But this lady, she is very well practiced. She said, "He did not attain to the fruit." Few more years later, she asked another young, beautiful lady, hugged him and asked, "Young monk, how do you feel now?" "I know, you know, don't let that lady know. Because at that moment, you hug me, what I feel, I know. You know, that lady is the third person. She's unable to experience how the feeling between me and you." Same thing. When we come to the mindfulness day, we feel happy, peace, at ease. But the other person who never come to this mindfulness day, and how can they feel the same? Even though you try to explain to them how much you're happy, they still cannot experience your happiness. Unless they come here, they in touch with the day. They touch what is called present moment. They touch what is called meditation. You do not need to explain. Automatically, they will experience that. So violence and conflict, anxiety, sorrows, suffering and pain, those are all only the ideal. When you accept something, it's become happy. When you don't accept something, it's become peace. Itself have no peace or unpeace. Just how you accept them. Let's say this glass of hot water have no taste or distaste, has no suffering or happiness. But because I like hot, that's why to me this hot glass of water is great. But with you don't like hot water, no taste. You can see what I mean? So in this life, things around us, or that person, have nothing related to hate or love. If we like it, we accept it. That's become possible. If we don't like it, that's become negative. You like the sound of the bell. Then the sound of the bell becomes something great for you when you hear it. But with someone who is during their sleeping time, if you invite this bell is nothing. They don't like it. But the sound of the bell have no good or bad. So pain, suffering, only depends on how we deal, how we accept them. Bitter melon is tasty for me. But maybe it's not tasty for you because you don't like bitter. Right? Watermelon is good for you, but I don't like it because it makes me sick. You see what I mean? And what helped you to see that? Only mindfulness. Only when you can rest, you calm yourself down and you see everything is like water. The people never wait until come to the bottom of the river in order to experience the water. At the moment the people into the water, the people already make let the water float over him. Until the last minute he can rest there. So peace or joy. Not only when you step into this hall and sit down, but you have peace right the time you turn on your car and start to drive. At the moment when you hold up the bowl, the empty bowl, and get food, you're already happy. Because you know, wow, so lucky, this is the empty bowl. And I will see the miracle appear after 2 minutes. A full bowl of food appear in my hand. 2 minutes ago, this is the empty bowl. 2 minutes later, I have a full bowl of food. Is that miracle? Before I practice, in me, lot of empty. I feel empty. I feel lonely. I feel cold. I feel isolated. I feel lot of negatives in me. But soon I can come back and touch the reality, touch the present moment, touch the Dharma. Now I know how to call understanding, what to call love, what to call concern, helping, or many positives start to arise. So the purpose of practicing Buddhism is not to wait until you die. You go there. You go to Nirvana, you go to heaven, you go to paradise. But you're able to walk on the paradise right every single minute of your practice. Is that answer all your questions? You give me the questions and I combine them together. And did I answer you all? Remember the future Buddha to be born. And his name is Maitreya, loving kindness. I know when I know how to love myself, I love people around here, then I can be the future Buddha. The capacity of love already in me. I just need to practice and to make that arise in me. Buddha to be born. If you go to some old temple in Vietnam and in China, and you will see they have 18 arahat statue. Arahat means Buddha's disciple who attained to the high practice. And now there is one arahat, he wearing his robe like this, and he open his robe and you will see the Buddha appear right here. What does that mean? When you open your heart, you will see the Buddha appear. And one arahat, his hand is so long he can touch, he can reach to heaven. That's not real. Only a type of explanation. When you have loving kindness, your hand can touch anywhere you want. Hand symbolized for loving kindness, action. When your heart already want it, you will do it. If you want to go to meditation on Friday night, maybe you live far away from the temple, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you still here every night, every Friday night. If you don't want to go, even just next door. And I can see that somebody live next door, but they never step in here. Somebody live far away, but they hear every week. If you don't have the mind of a practice, even you downstairs, but now you never step here to bow the Buddha, to meditate, even just downstairs. You just come to temple for something else. So die. When we die, we wish to have a better life, but we do not know how to deal with this present life, then next life the same, because we never learn the technique. Let's say you don't enjoy the city of Edmonton because too much snow. You go to Vancouver, you have raining. There's nothing in this life called perfect, 100%. Every single thing we choose, there is a price to be paid. Do you remember I shared with you about the bird? When people using the rocks and throw to that bird because his singing is so ugly, he moved another tree, another branch, and he built a different nest. The other birds asked, why you move here today? He said, because that area, people don't like my singing. They throw rocks at me every time I sing. So that's why I moved to another branch. And I moved to another tree. The other bird said, my dear friend, not because you move. No matter where you move, if you don't change the way you sing, you will have the same problem. You see the story? Do not expect people to change. We need to change first. We need to transform ourselves first. No matter where we go. Even though you live in the temple to become a monastic. But if you don't transform your negatives, people in the temple still very hardly to accept you. Because they're still human. They're still on the way to practice. And if they are not practiced well and they are not practiced enough, they still cannot take you. Even though the community called the community of loving kindness or mindful living, but each of us, we need to support each other. You will say, oh, Thai has been practiced for 30 years, so still 30 years, but I still need supporting from all of you. So let us not to regret the past, not to worry for the future, but we know how to touch what is called the present. You are here with me, enjoy the time you're here with me. That's why every time I give Dhamma talk, I declare the date. Today is whatever date. Why? Today is not yesterday. Today is not tomorrow. Today is today. So enjoy what is called today. And because we have experienced the fragile of life, the impermanence of life, learned how to live, how to love and how to laugh. Live, love and laugh. Thank you. How many questions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 questions. And I put them in order. Are you? Did you satisfy with your questions? Too bad if you don't. I will rest like a pebble. I will talk like a pebble. You cannot expect more on me if I am a pebble.